Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
How would you rather feel? Lost in a sea of stats, averages, and injury reports?
Just breathe, dude.
Or swimming in the warm waters of confidence that comes from having the winning edge?
We thought so.
We are Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags!
Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people are bustling, but everybody else in between throwing it down. The Thursday night throwdown has begun as the Los Angeles Dodgers will be heading back into the deep south Saturday. They'll take on the Atlanta Braves. The Dodgers get not one, not two, but three home runs from CT3. I guess it was fitting. Although, let's be real, we all, including himself, wanted to see him become the only player in Major League Baseball history to hit four home runs in a playoff game. Babe Ruth has hit three home runs twice. He did it in the World Series twice. I think Babe Ruth guy was pretty good, huh? So the Los Angeles Dodgers, all the haters will have to wait another day or another couple of days. You'll have to wait. And, you know, I don't know what are these guys doing right now, actually? Because if the Los Angeles Dodgers lost, my chat would be full. My chat would be full. So, like, what do you think? What are these people doing? Because they win, and they're like, oh, I'm going to have to wait. I'm going to wait. Now that they win, so where are these people? Like, if we're playing, like, a trivia game, this is a game show, like, where are these trolls right now that would be, like, coming at me? Oh, dude, Morenci, the Dodgers lost. The Dodgers won the World Series last year, jackass. Like, it's like the Dodgers have been on a bad run here. If the Dodgers lost tonight, they would still wake up millionaires and with World Series rings. You'll still wake up a loser-ass troll. See? All right? It's like Sir Winston Churchill once told a woman at a party. A woman once told Sir Winston Churchill, she said, "Sir, you're a drunkish bore." He said, "Yeah, but when I wake up in the morning, I'll be sober, but you'll still be ugly." True story. Winston, I tell you, all the great heroes are either alcoholics or high on cocaine. We all know that. So, I don't know. I'm assuming right now, hotlines. Helplines are sort of, you know, these guys. Let's just be real. They're all over a chatterbait right now. They're all over a chatterbait, harassing some poor girl in her basement just trying to make a living. I know what you feel, honey. I swear to God, I feel like a webcam girl. That's my career. I get ogled, looked at, trolled at. Like, you know, people say crazy things. I'm like a webcam girl, except, you know, there are some differences. there are some differences. So, the Los Angeles Dodgers, massive performance tonight. Gutsy performance, gutsy stuff, especially when you consider, listen, the Atlanta Braves, took a 2-0 lead in this game. You got no Max Muncy. Now Justin Turner is out. Hell, even Mookie Betts seemed kind of beaten down before the baseball game. Talking about all the injuries, we're starting to catch up to the Los Angeles Dodgers. Updated World Series odds right now. The Houston Astros. Man, it's been a fluid market. Houston Astros, -105. Atlanta Braves, +230. Los Angeles Dodgers plus 380. The Boston Red Sox 11-1. Now, the Los Angeles Dodgers are now 7-0 in their last seven elimination games, which is just super. Like, really? The question is, can they make it 9-0? Can they make it 9-0? They came back from 3-1 last year against Atlanta. They won the wild card game. They came back against San Francisco, and now they're trying to do it again. It's a late night anger management class, the Thursday night throwdown. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morency. Let's do this thing. Another busy night tonight. NBA, NFL, college football, NHL, Major League Baseball playoffs. Of course, the Los Angeles Dodgers are going back to Atlanta. The Los Angeles Dodgers are now 7-0 in their last seven elimination games. Chris Taylor hits three home runs. That's right, Chris Taylor, CT3, hit three home runs. Everybody was hoping for four. It's never actually happened before in a playoff game. It didn't happen tonight, but the Dodgers will take it. All right. The Dodgers were down 2-0 after the top of the first inning. They still win the baseball game 11-2. The question is, can they win nine consecutive elimination games, or was that their last game? Was that Albert Pujols' last game? There's a lot of ifs. Ifs, ends, and or buts, and everything else in between. Teddy Covers going to step up, and then straight from the Strip of Las Vegas, Nevada, Wager Talk, Teddy Covers. We'll talk about the Dodgers and the Braves series. We'll get into the Boston Red Sox and the Houston Astros. No Baker Mayfield, no Chubb, no Hunt, no problem for the Cleveland Browns tonight. And the number came down so low, the Browns did cover. They were only 1.5-point favorites. We hit this. Game did stay under the number, and it's rare that the game will stay under the number when it's that low of a total. 17-14 final scores, the D'Ernest Johnson show tonight. I got to tell you, if I'm Kareem Hunt and I'm Nick Chubb, I'm thinking, man, thank God I got paid. Thank God. They just both got paid, right? So, like, if I'm Nick Chubb, I'm like, dude, thank God they just gave me all that money. You know, like, I hate to say it because put it this way. The running back position is still damn important. For people that don't, you're just morons. You don't know anything. All right? Running back position is important, but I can't disagree with, listen, you don't want to be paying a running back a ton of money. Because basically, to me, running backs are sort of like closers in baseball. Or, lack of a better term, adult actresses. As they say in Hollywood, listen, there's somebody getting off the bus every 10 minutes, all right? It's the same thing. Somebody can throw 100 miles an hour, right, for three batters. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morency on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
You want some of this, don't you?
Yeah!
Well, you need to know the winner, and I know the winner. So call me now!
Whoa!
$5 for the first minute, $2 for each additional minute.
You have reached the coach's hot
line. Yeah, lay it on me, coach.
In the game of my MBA versus
Cincinnati.
Come on, don't you realize this is costing me money?
The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bus, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. Shout out to everybody listening on the Mightier 1090 right now. As well as Sirius XM Channel 204 and all of our AM radio affiliates, the Los Angeles Dodgers got three home runs Three home runs from Chris Taylor, two home runs from A.J. Pollock. So Chris Taylor and A.J. Pollock are just the third pair of teammates with multiple home runs in the same postseason game. Fernando Tatis Jr. and Will Myers last year, Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig in 1932. It's a pretty good company to be in. Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig. So Los Angeles Dodgers, big-time gutsy performance tonight. Gutsy performance. The Braves took a 2-0 lead. You had to wonder where the offense was going to come from. And A.J. Pollock actually got it started. A.J. Pollock hit a solo shot, cut the lead 2-1, just sort of brought some life back into the stadium. And then the bats just came alive. This is the best, you know, everybody got hits, essentially. You know, they beat them down, 11-2 final score. Now, I've been saying all the time that I do not believe that there is momentum. And I think I've been proven right. Look at yesterday. The Los Angeles Dodgers wouldn't be able to hit, like the Dodgers couldn't hit any. Right? Couldn't hit any. Like, especially in baseball with the different pitchers. It's like, it doesn't matter. In the playoffs, it doesn't matter. Like, a game could be 14-12. The next game could be 1-0. There is no momentum, right? There's momentum within the game, but do the Dodgers have any sort of like, oh, wow, they won 11-2. Now their bats are alive. I don't know. You hope. I think one positive sign for Los Angeles Dodgers, and listen, it sucks. Justin Turner's out now. So Trey Turner, who's a National League batting champion, was hitting .167. Unacceptable. Right. And plus, he's looking for money, too. So he had a big night tonight. He finally came alive. If Trey Turner can come alive, you know, Mookie Betts is always going to be there for you in these elimination games. Dodgers now 7-0 in elimination, last 7 elimination games. Can they make it 9? Cleveland Browns victorious tonight. D'Ernest Johnson, 146 rushing yards tonight, 17-14. Final score, game stays under the number. Let's bring in the great Teddy Cutler, straight from the Strip of Las Vegas, Nevada, stepping up and in. Teddy, how you doing, Teddy?
Morency. So I heard you talking about baseball, and I wanted to ask you a question. Do you know any systems that work in the playoffs? Because I've been in Vegas 25 years, and I don't know anyone that wins in the playoffs consistently every year. I don't know any systems that work in the playoffs consistently every year. It's like, I'm having a pretty good postseason this year, but it feels like, you know, you said there's no momentum from one game to the next.
Would you agree with that, right?
Nothing from one game to the next in MLB.
You would agree with my assessment, yeah.
So, I mean, what works? What do you do that works in the playoffs?
You know what? I don't fall in love. Listen, I've been betting the Dodgers. That's a little bit different because I'm a Dodger fan. But I've done a good job of zigging and zagging. I think the strikeout props, Teddy, have been great for me in this postseason. One of the reasons why, and I'll bring this up, do you know the average starting pitcher, Teddy, in this year's playoffs, so the 2021 playoffs, you know how many pitches they go on average? 69.
I would have guessed lower.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. So, you know what I mean? You know what I'm going with? So people always talking about, well, these guys have this starting pitcher. Even if he's good, he's only going 5 innings. you see it, Teddy. The modern analytics, I don't care. They would tell Sandy Koufax to sit down to be like, Sandy, we don't want the other team seeing you for the third time. Tonight, the Dodgers had a strategy. No Astro would ever see their pitcher more than twice, like once. Like, that was basically what they were looking for. It's a new game, but you're right, Teddy. It's game to game, and the momentum just doesn't mean a damn thing. Home field also means absolutely nothing.
And that's maybe where I'm having my success. I mean, I've been doing pretty well with some of the road teams. And I've been riding some of these. I mean, we keep on getting these late rallies to send games flying over the total. You know,
I know.
it's worked out in my favor a couple of times. I certainly was riding the Red Sox over, and the Astros have been cashing overs, and it's been, like I said, it's been a pretty good postseason, but last year's wasn't, you know, and I'm sitting there, like, trying to think, what do I do differently the years where I'm winning in October versus years that I'm losing in October, and it's not that different.
But how about the eyeball, you know? Teddy? I want to go old school here. Like, let's go from sort of baseball analytics into sort of old school managerial. Eyeball, right? And I actually, you know what, like, I watch every inning of these games pretty much. Like, I'm just entranced with it, right? Like, and body language, eyeball, like, you know, gut. Like, I'll tell you, like, you know, last week, Teddy, going into the Boston-Houston series, the game started, I said, I'll tell you guys right now, I'm taking Houston in game one. We were live on the air. I said, Houston will win game one, Boston will win game two. Just sort of saw it, felt it. You know what I mean? And I fell into place right now. I was on Houston yesterday. Cashed it. I think Boston win tomorrow. I think this thing's going seven. I think now the pressure's on Houston, champagne on ice, everybody going to the park. Oh, it's going to be a big party. I think Boston have had a couple of days. I think Fenway was negative. They couldn't get over that bad call the other night. I think the Red Sox win tomorrow night, Teddy. At least that's my gut. I'm going with my gut here.
And I mean, certainly when you look at the line for that game, you know, that's a line that says Boston. You know what I mean?
It's a pick 'em, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. It's a Sox team that's been shut down and back-to-back. You know, the bats went from red hot to ice cold. They lost every bit of momentum they had. The series goes back to Houston, and it's pick 'em. You know what the fuck is going on there? You know.
It was almost like tonight with the Dodgers. Like, how could the Dodgers be -136? You got Max Fried on the hill. They're ice cold, their bats. And, oh, yeah, Max Muncy and Justin Turner out. Well, they won 11-2. Yeah. Do you believe in that? Because Cam is a big guy with that. Like, the trap line and what does the number tell you? So, do numbers scare you like that? Like, can you, like, is there something to read in numbers like that, Teddy? It's like, wow, how come the number is this like that?
So, for me, I have to say that, you know, I understand a lot of numbers. You know what I mean? Like, the public sometimes gets trapped by these short road favorites. You know, we're like, oh, why are they only laying three here when they're way better than that? Why are they only laying four here? You know, I mean, you see that in the NBA all the time. You see it in the NFL all the time. And I feel like I understand why those numbers are where they are. But sometimes a number stands out to me, and I'm like, and when the number comes, pick them, and the money comes to Boston off the open, I'm like, yeah, I'm not in any rush to bet Houston on Friday night. That's a number that's talking to me a little bit.
Teddy Covers kicking with us, straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. So speaking of which, there's a lot of stuff I want to throw at you, Teddy. How about the Running Rebels? 0-6 straight up, 5-1 ATS. I've compared them to the Detroit Lions in the sense that, yeah, they're losing, but they play hard. They play their hearts out. They don't have any talent, and they're covering numbers, right? And they're covering numbers. Tonight you get San Jose State coming in here, and I bet the over this game, Teddy. I've got San Jose State in a money line parlay, and they're down 17-3 right now, everybody, with about 6 minutes left in the first half. But I thought the total was a little light here. So I went with the over. I got a bigger play on the over than I do on in my parlay here, Teddy. But we're going to a break. I look forward to your opinion on this game on the other side, because we've seen UNLV, you know, they've been in this spot before. So the question is there value with San Jose State right now at +320 on the money line? We'll find out on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome us back, even though we lost.
Hey, I'll give you something to cry about, you loser. You can't catch a football? Let's see if you can catch a rock.
Yeah, every time, I tell you, that was a good one. You say, he's a freaking loser. You see if he can't catch a football? See if he can catch a rock?
It always gets me.
That's a good one. Mo Sizlak, his anger's just so good. Mo is just too good. Teddy covers us. So we got a good basketball game going on live right now. 104-104, 3.5 minutes left. The Harlem Globetrotters taking on the L.A. Clippers, I think. I don't know what's up. I've never seen these uniforms before. So it's like the Warriors have like red. It says like it's like red Warriors and stuff. It sort of does look like the Harlem Globetrotters a little bit when it's all said and done. I don't know what's up with that, but nevertheless. Teddy, any action on this game for you, Teddy? 104-104, 3 minutes left.
No, but I'm watching it like a hawk. I want to see what the Clippers look like, you know? They were one team that I came into the season where I wasn't real confident in my powering number, so I wanted to watch them a couple of times. And they've looked all right tonight, you know? I'll say that. But I have no action on the game. If I was going to play it right now, you know, tied up, I'd probably take Golden State money line.
So let me ask you, what do you think of the UNLV game? So I talked about it. I set it up before we're going into the break. So right now I see the Spartans are plus 6.5, totals 46.5. I'm on the over 44. Spartans are plus 215 money line. UNLV are minus 330 on the money line. You've seen, you know this team. You've seen this script before. Is this the night they win the game, or is it another heartbreaker waiting to happen right now?
UNLV is ready to win one, and San Jose State is a team I don't trust one iota. I've been making money going against the Spartans, in a handful of games. You know, I cashed a ticket with them when they played New Mexico State. I cashed a ticket with them when they were at Colorado State. And I probably should have bet against them tonight. but I didn't get to the window with UNLV. It is what it is, whatever. But the Rebels... winless streaks come to an end eventually. You know, when you get the right opponent at the right time. They almost knocked off Utah State last week.
Yeah.
San Jose State's not a good team this year. They're nothing like what they were a year ago, certainly not offensively. So I would not trust the Spartans to come back in this one. I'm not looking for San Jose State on the money line.
I we've talked a lot. You and I have talked a lot of Spartan football. Out of all the teams in the country, it seems like we talk about these guys more than I do Michigan on this show. I don't know, every damn show, it's like San Jose State all the time. Earlier on game time, we spent like half an hour on this game. But you're right, they're not the same team. But I thought it was a gutsy performance last week against San Diego State. And, I was thinking, all right, they're going to need this win to get into a bowl game, right? It'll get them the 4 wins, and they can squeeze out 2 more and try to squeeze a bowl game out of this. So something to keep our eye on. It is UNLV, guys. UNLV have blown leads before. I'm on the over, though. So I want points in this game. I got a bigger play on the over. I want points in this game. So we're getting to the time of year right now. Coaching kind of craziness, coaching rumors and all that, but some unorthodox stuff. Let me start off in the Pac-12 here with you, Teddy. With Rolovich. So I'm just going to come out and say it. Rolovich, you're a big-ass coward, bro. All right? You're a big coward. And so for people unaware, Nick Rolovich, former Hawaii quarterback, Hawaii head coach. He's he was the head coach of Washington State, the Cougars. They have a state mandate. State employees must be vaccinated. He's a state employee. He's at Washington State University. And in fact, he was the highest paid official in the state at $3 million a year. So he refused to get vaccinated. Fine. Then just say, I don't believe in that toxic poison. Screw Dr. Fauci. I'm not doing it. And I stand by that. So instead, he waits to the last minute, screws him over. Everyone knew he wasn't going to do it. So they had no choice but to fire him. And now he's suing the university. It's like, really? All right, so you're suing the university, but for religious persecution, Teddy. That's the part that got me. Because he's a Christian, he says. He's being persecuted because of his religious beliefs. And I didn't go to an Ivy League school. I don't have a law degree, Teddy, but I don't know if this jackass realizes this, but all employees of the Vatican must be vaccinated. you're going to have to drop, it's like Andrew Wiggins, bro. Like, man up. You don't want to get vaccinated? Don't do it. Like, at least Kyrie Irving ain't trying to hide behind some religious exemption crap, right? Like, Andrew Wiggins isn't religious. There ain't no religious exemption. Andrew Wiggins' religion is mailing in an NBA game, sleeping with women that he meets, and smoking weed. That's his religion, okay? His religion. Like, it just bothers me, Teddy. Man up. You don't want to take the vaccination? Don't take the vaccination. But religious persecution. Come on, what a jackass this guy is, but what about the game against BYU?
Well, that's just it, you know?
Yeah, right into it, right about the game. So the coach is gone, and four of his jackass assistants are too. And I don't like, and I want to get into the LSU situation where the kids are playing hard for Orgeron. What about this? Because I think the kids were pissed off about the way it went down. It seemed to me that the kids liked Rolovich at with the Cougars. What's your opinion on all of this?
So all we have to do, and again, the NFL is not the same as college. But
yeah.
What did we have last week? In
the game? Kingsbury out, Gruden, pro step up, they win the game.
Exactly. So Kingsbury's out, what does the team do? They say, our coach is out. We got to play loose and free. We really wanted to win one for him. It's a little bit of extra motivator. All right. For the Raiders, there wasn't a little bit of extra motivator. I mean, I don't know if they all hated Gruden.
Yeah, I know. Right.
The Colts weren't that way. But, you know, they came out and played like their hair was on fire, you know? Way better than they played in any recent ball game. So it's certainly not when you think back. I mean, you're an NHL guy. You know, what do you do in the NHL? Every time the coach gets fired,
oh, that's the big one.
Team the next game, it's clockwork. You know, I was actually talking to a bookmaker a week or two ago, and he's like, "Yeah, we finally started to adjust for that."
Really? That's interesting. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they were just putting out the numbers. All right, it is what it is, you know. And then I guess they've lost enough that they were finally starting to pay attention to it. But in both of these circumstances, all right, where the money's, I think the situation is a little bit better for LSU against Ole Miss because Ole Miss,
I agree,
three barn burners in a row. All right, their last three games, every one of them was, you know, nail biter down to the last play, and now they got to lay more than a touchdown. I wouldn't lay against LSU this week. It'd be Tigers or pass. But the other one, it's not like Washington State is even USC, you know, in terms of how many assistants they have, how many grad assistants they have, all the amenities around the program, all right? It's kind of like bare-bones football.
Like, how many guys can they really lose, right? I hear what you're saying, yeah.
From the coaching staff, you know, when you lose your head coach and, what, was it four assistants?
Yes, sir. Four assistants.
With their head coach.
Yeah, the linebacker coach is the new head coach now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of a dicier situation.
And BYU were embarrassed by the way they played against Baylor last week, too.
Sure, but how good is BYU? I mean, BYU was an overvalued commodity.
I know.
And then they've shown it, so.
They got exposed by Baylor's speed. I get it. The number, I'm leaning with the Cougars. I didn't mean to do that deliberately. I'm meaning with the Cougars. I didn't mean to do it. I did not mean to do it. BYU versus Washington State. I'm leaning with the BYU Cougars, I should say. BYU.
When Auburn plays LSU, it's the same problem. You know?
Yeah, like exactly. Tigers. This week. Tigers win. I'm leaning with BYU here. I think, you know, there was a lot of kids were really upset, even though Rolovich pissed these kids off when he got there. So I don't know. It's like anything, Teddy, right? Half the team probably likes him. Half the team hates him probably, right? It's like life.
Sure.
So
the guys that he pissed off when he first got there, they've all left or transferred.
You're right. So it's like a good point.
Guys there.
Yeah. And they did. They were on a three-game winning streak. So they were on a three-game winning streak.
They took my money twice. And I was mad about it both times. And both times, it wasn't fraudulent. They were just better than I thought they were going to be. Defensively and offensively. So, the Rolovich and company, they've overachieved in recent weeks. And they could well overachieve here. I'm not laying it with BYU, I'll tell you that.
All right, so as far as Ed Orgeron is concerned and the LSU Tigers, big win last week against the Florida Gators in a high-scoring game in their storied rivalry. The Athletic had a story over the weekend, though, about Coach Orgeron and why he's actually out for real. And it's not even football-related. Like, people think it's sort of football. It was the same thing with Les Miles. Like, Les Miles was hitting on students and stuff, right? Why don't you come to my office? And these guys think it's like a porn movie or something. And so here's the story and the Athletic. So the Athletic's a pretty reputable place. So, quote, Ed Orgeron, he divorced his wife, all right, Teddy, after he got paid. He divorced his wife of 23 years in 2020, shortly after signing a six-year, $42 million contract extension. He then became quite the ladies' man. It became a problem with LSU's administrators. So here's the quote. Orgeron's new bachelor status created messes for him, like the time Orgeron pulled up to a woman at a gas station wearing exercise attire. "Hey, you look like you work out," he said, according to multiple sources. "We could work out together." The woman informed Orgeron she was married and pregnant, to which he responded, "Why does that matter?" The woman was the wife of a high-ranking LSU official. Word of it reached the LSU Board of Supervisors, the collective prominent Louisiana attorneys and business owners appointed the governor who made the most important decision as LSU. It reached the athletic director as well. It was the final nail in the coffin. It's amazing. You know, like, you know, people think all these coaches and stuff, they're just driving around gas stations trying to bang cougars. Speaking of cougars. More with Teddy. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
To Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenzi on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
This lady says I'm an artist.
You? An artist?
Your husband's work is what we call outsider art. It could be by a mental patient or a hillbilly or a chimpanzee.
Hillbilly or chimpanzee. Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. 115-113. Golden State Warriors win. Warriors win in San Francisco. And I don't know. Did I miss something, guys? Is this the Warriors' new home jersey? Because they were on the road the other night, right? So I'm playing against the Lakers. Is this the new home jersey? It's red. Like, it's the Warriors is red. It looks like the Harlem Globetrotters a lot. It really does. And I don't have a problem with it. I think it's actually pretty cool. It's just kind of throwing me off a little bit. All right. Our boy Matthias, we'll let Matthias gather his thoughts. He's a Clipper fan. And he told me earlier, Teddy, he's going to the Clipper game. I told him it'll cost you more to park than it will for the ticket. Don't worry.
I don't know what he'd be upset about. They covered.
Yeah, it's a good point. Did you have them, Matthias? Did you have them plus the 3.5, 4, whatever it was? Did you have them?
I did not, Gabe. I stayed away from that game, and I'm very disappointed. And as a fan, I was invested tonight, and I expected them to win, especially when they were up by 6.
You're not much of a fan if you didn't bet on them. I got to call you out. Like, I'm a Dodger fan. I bet on them. I'm calling your fandom out here.
I don't like to bet on my teams. I get scared.
Oh, that's weak,
man.
Oh, that's
it is what
pathetic.
It is.
That's so
you'd
pathetic.
You'd be a lot happier right now if you'd have bet on them than you are without.
Exactly. Exactly. I hate that. So, Teddy, that just happened. I saw, weren't San Jose State about just to kick a field goal? And they scored it. What happened? They got another touchdown at the end of the half here? What's going on?
I didn't see it.
Yeah. But I'm just looking up right now, and suddenly they scored again. 17-13.
So much for the Rebels.
I'm telling you guys, man. I told you guys. Messed up. All right, we can bitch about
the uniform. Real quick, you talk about the Warriors, and you're worried about the only thing, I am the person that cares the least amount about uniforms and what looks good and what looks bad. I don't know what looks good. You should see what I wear out of the house. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, I was going to say, we know, Teddy. We're aware. You're not missing
it. But all I want, all right, is immediately when I turn on the TV, I want to know what team I'm watching. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's what I want with the uniform. That's all I ask for.
And this was a little confusing.
Is that team?
It was a little confusing, this one. I'm not going to lie. Because, number one, the Warriors are wearing blue and not white. The Clippers are wearing white, and the Warriors had red numbers on there. Do you know what I mean? I'm with you, Teddy. Like, I think the same thing. Like, when you watch college football, they come out and tell us, like, all right, which team do I have, right? Do I got the Aqua team? What are they wearing? You're right.
Oh, the great ones. That guy, no, it's great.
And like you said, nowadays, Teddy, all these teams got a million uniforms. That's why it's confusing. Yeah. You're like, all right, what are you wearing today, guys? You wearing gray today? You wearing blue? What are you wearing? Like, yeah.
I just want to know, like, right immediately. I want to be able to click it on and be like, yes or no. Not click it on and like, who is this? You know, Maryland is a team like that. Like, you never know what Maryland's
wearing. Remember the years ago, guys, they had the color rush. Remember the color rush stuff in the NFL? And, Teddy, the Bills played the Jets, okay? And it looked like Christmas candy canes, man. And it was even in December type of deal. It was like, and the Bills wore red, like all red. They never do that. They were all red. And the Jets were green. But I didn't realize this, but if you were colorblind, you couldn't see. Like, you couldn't, like, they had to never wear those jerseys ever again. Like, basically, it was a disaster on TV for people who were colorblind. I guess the red and the green, it looked the same, like, even differentiated. I could get the exact scientific reason. Bills, Jets, color rush. Okay, so, Teddy, that story about LSU is just too good, though. About Ed Orgeron.
So all the issues with Orgeron were off the field. You know, it wasn't like they were unhappy. Like, he's what, a year and a half removed from a national title. But the off-field issues were strong enough that...
Yeah.
You know, but on the other hand, coach out the year, kid. You know, I mean, it's not...
Well, and Teddy, now, if you think about it, and I was speaking with someone today in SEC country about this, if you're the coach, if it's 4th and 3, we're going for it. 4th and 6, well, we got nothing to lose. We're not here, right? We're not going to be here. Like, you can coach. If you got nothing to lose, you become more dangerous. And it's not like Orgeron has ever screwed the players over. He's a player's coach. He might, you know what I mean? He screwed his wife over, maybe. You know what I'm saying? But he didn't screw these kids over. So I don't know. I think they like him on the way out. They don't want to tank. I just wonder, though, like, if they lost, maybe some of the kids go, you know what? I'm sitting. I'm bailing out. I'm going to the NFL draft. But that hasn't happened yet, Teddy. And I think they want to play hard. And Mississippi, Teddy, I thought Mississippi were in a bad scheduling spot last week going into Tennessee after playing the Alabama game, that Arkansas track meet marathon 52-51 game. That was a hell of a win for them and a hell of a catch by Lane Kiffin with the water bottle on the way out, too. Lane Kiffin got hit with an effing golf ball last week, guys. But their quarterback in Matt Corral, Teddy, I don't need to tell you, but for everybody tuning in, he carried the ball 30 times, Teddy, 195 yards rushing. He took a beating. He threw the ball 38 times and carried the ball 30 times. They're not even hiding it. They said Matt's pretty beat up this week.
And... in terms of play, again, that offense was on, you know, the three games in a row, Alabama, Arkansas, Tennessee, all of which were barn, you know, and certainly the last two were barn burners, and the first one was as physical as it gets. All right. The defense is on the field for 93 plays against Arkansas, and then again another 79 last week. All right, so it's not a fresh defense. Corral on the offense was on the field for 101. by the way, I don't want Tennessee as a dog this week against Alabama, you know. But they're not fresh either. And it's an LSU team that, as you mentioned, a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. And, of course, when you look at the point spread, why is the point spread where it is? Well, guess who's losing games when it comes to statistical profiles?
Yes, sir.
The LSU. They're losing yardage battles. And for some reason, still, in 2021, the betting markets are obsessed with college football yardage. And teams that lose yardage battles get big point spreads against them. You know, this number to me shouldn't be higher than a touchdown. No way.
Teddy asked me during a break, he said, try to talk me off of LSU, and you just talked me into LSU. Like,
yeah, I
already sort of liked them, too. I was like, man, a lot of points here. And Mississippi keeps surviving these close games as well. Like, on the flip side, we analyze LSU's perspective, but you look at the Rebels, They're living dangerously on a weekly basis, and they're getting by. You know, and you know, if Hooker didn't get hurt last week, who knows what happens in that game. That was a wild ending, guys, to that game, man. Like, people were throwing pizza boxes and, like, bottles and golf balls. Lane Kiffin literally got hit with a golf ball last week. So another big game here, Teddy. I wanted to get a quick take. I'll talk a little NFL too, but what do you think about the big game at the Rose Bowl here? Can Chip Kelly beat his former team? I think he can. I think he can with the Ducks and the Bruins. That's a big one. And I'm pulling the trigger with the Pittsburgh Panthers against Clemson this week. What do you think about those two games?
So I can't get there with Pitt against Clemson. I just
really, huh?
I can't. Because Clemson's defense can get a stop and Pitt's can't, you know?
Man, that Clemson offense is bad, Teddy.
I might be able to lay three there. I can't lay more than three there. Kenny Pickett or no Kenny Pickett. The markets have devalued Clemson enough now. So the other one, UCLA, Oregon. I mean, I watch Oregon and I'm just never impressed with that team, you know?
Yeah.
They haven't covered a point spread since Ohio State. All right. And when you go back, I went back, it's a few years back now, but I did a study about the very best and the very worst college football teams against the spread in any given year. And there was really only one commonality. Year after year after year, the commonality was the very best spread teams had a misleading high-profile loss early in the season. And the very worst spread teams had a misleading high-profile win early in the season. And Oregon beat Ohio State, and they haven't covered since.
Wow.
You get my point?
Yeah.
I don't want any part of the Ducks. It's UCLA or pass.
And that was a nice win for UCLA last week at Washington. I think they can keep this going. They have the better quarterback. They can argue they had the better running back with Charbonnet. This program's starting to come together right now. It just seems you're right. Like the Ducks are always playing from behind. It's always third down in this. It's always like hard for them, right? And nothing's ever easy. And as you say, they're supposed to be great. Like I'm not a big Mario Cristobal guy, and I've heard Mario Cristobal's name linked with LSU, and I'm thinking, what are you guys nuts? How does this guy keep falling ass backwards upwards, Teddy? Like to me, that's what I look
Miles
like.
Miles did it.
I know, like, but like, what did Cristobal ever do? Well, you won six games at FIU once.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't get it.
Personable.
Yeah, interviews
so Oregon's
well.
Defense is pretty good. Oregon's defense may be real, and I would play under along with you. Like total wise, the only way I'd look in that game is under. How much fun would it be to play Oregon UCLA under? Not fun at all if you're going to watch. but it's you know.
Chip Kelly's running the Ducks. That Duck offense is anything but explosive now. Plus, you and I talked about they lost their star running back.
And we're not seeing the big plays, and both of these defenses, I think, are better than advertised. Certainly, Oregon's defense, for sure, is better than advertised.
Teddy, let's jump in. Any other college you want to talk about before I throw some NFL at you?
Oh, I don't know, dude. You want to? I mean, if you ask me, we'll end up spending an hour talking about Ball State. So, you know, whatever you want, dude.
Let me ask you about the Raiders then, because I love the Raiders. And, I don't want to pat myself on the back too much, but I've been really in the zone with this football team this year. And I was on the Bears plus the points, and then I was on the Raiders plus the points last week in Denver. This one is a little bit more perplexing to me, Mr. Savransky, so I'll ask you, what's your take? Because they were like you said, they played with a vendetta, man, with a capital V last week, right? They went into Denver, man, they just stomped on them with a hobnail boot, like they say in SEC. But what about this game? Is this the letdown again after? They are pretty good at home. They do have a tendency of letting teams get the lead on them. That was kind of a rarity last week. But what's the word in Vegas? What's your feeling about this game against the Eagles? It's only 3 points. And this is one of those kind of how we open a conversation, Teddy, tonight with numbers kind of strange to me. Feels like it should be higher.
Yeah, I mean, the Raiders aren't particularly good at home. You know, they didn't cover against Miami. They didn't cover against. They're good.
They won.
Dogs.
Yeah, no, but they won a game. They won. Well, look, they won outright against Baltimore.
Yep.
They won outright against Miami
last year against New Orleans, and then the rest of the year.
Well, how many home games have they played this year?
Three.
And they've won two of them, right?
Yeah, but they've only covered the spread in one of them. This is the wins losses thing. It's about point spread results, man.
Yeah, but it's a short number. You can play the money line here at 148. I get it. It's about point spread results, but you can. We can't say they're not. No, I'm going to say they're a decent home team. I'm going to say they're a decent home team.
If you're giving the Raiders more than a point and a half.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Yeah, for Allegiant Stadium home field, you're
well, it's actually one thing. Half the fans are actually from the other cities too, right? That's so I don't really know.
Only
I know.
Two
yeah,
cities
yeah.
Like
I know.
This.
I know. You're
There's
right.
only two. You have the Chargers at SoFi, and then whoever the Raiders are playing here, their opponents have a fan base every time that's going to show up and be vocal. So it's not as road of a.
What about the X's and O's? Though? We're coming up to a break, though. So screw the fans. Who cares about the fans? Put Eagles and Raiders fans. These guys are going to argue about who's crazier. That's going to be a fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
That are as good as gold. We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Like that anger management class. God, I love sports fans, Teddy. I see everyone in our chat talking about how the Dodgers are dangerous now. They were the same guys who were in our chat last night saying they were done.
They were done.
You're right. Now they weren't. I guess that's kind of true. Sports talk shows are no better than the fans, actually. I'll give you guys that.
It's really important. I mean, like, we're not politicians, all right? We're allowed to flip-flop. You're supposed to flip-flop.
That's a great point, you know, right? Yeah, I know.
When things change, all right, if the circumstance changes, you're allowed to say, hey, you know, my opinion yesterday was wrong. I'm changing my opinion about this team moving forward. And that's appropriate. It's not like you're locked into these positions and, oh, well, I thought the Dodgers were going to stink, so therefore I have to bet against them every game moving forward. If things change for L.A., you're allowed to change your opinion about them.
Yeah, you know what, though? Politicians flip-flop, so why can't we? Like, they do all the time.
Yeah, we yell at them for it. You know, we're like, oh, look at you. You flip-flop, you know.
Yeah, they yell at them, and nothing ever changes. People think it like, ooh, big deal. All right, Teddy Converse. So let me ask you right now, Teddy. What the Dodgers right now, new series price, plus 170, Braves minus 200. Who do you think wins the series? Scherzer's going in game on Saturday. I don't know about the Braves. I guess it'll be Morton.
I'd probably take the Dodgers at that. Until the L.A. loses an elimination game, doesn't it make sense?
I know. They're 7-0, Teddy, in the last 7 elimination games. Man.
Including 4-0 against Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, they were down 3-1 to the Braves last year and won all three, and then they won tonight. So now it's a thing.
You're right. Now it could, and you know, we're just talking about, I don't want to get ahead with starting pitchers, but the Dodgers do have Max Scherzer and Walker Buehler lined up. All right.
Anderson's going for Atlanta.
Oh, it's going to be Anderson, huh? All right. Yeah, Scherzer versus Anderson. All right, Raiders, Eagles, Teddy. Music playing. 5 seconds.
I don't want the figure. Dogger.
Fly, Eagle, fly. Teddy. Thanks, Teddy.
Hey.